There have been 13 deaths of children due to measles in Mumbai, and the alarm bells are ringing. In a letter to all the states and union territories, the health ministry has said that the measles case surge is of particular concern. Increasing measles cases in several cases have raised concerns about whether it could spread to more areas. Measles cases have been reported from Bihar, from Gujarat, from Haryana, Jharkhand, Kerala and Maharashtra. Mumbai and other districts in Maharashtra have reported a sharp rise in measles cases, prompting the centre to now ask states to consider administering an additional dose of the measles and rubella vaccines to children aged 9 months to 5 years in vulnerable areas. So that's our top story today, because we know this concerns all of you. Is this a fallout of the pandemic, the measles outbreak? What is now needed to prevent the spread in children, to protect our children? We know that this is of immense concern to you, and so we've put together a panel of eminent doctors to answer all of your questions. Joining us on left, right and centre tonight, Dr. Gautam Bansali, Chief Coordinator of the BMC, a consultant physician at the Bombay Hospital too. Dr. Samir Sadavarte, Senior Pediatrician, Head of the Pediatrics ICU Section at Fortis Hospital in Mulund. And we have Dr. Anupam Sibal, Group Medical Director of the Apollo Hospitals, a Senior Pediatric Gastroenterologist. Dr. Bansali, to you first. Please give us an update. What is the situation on the ground in Mumbai right now?
See, Sarah, right now the situation are under very well controlled. From the government side, from the BMC side, we have already reserved 320 beds for the measles type of cases only. And till now, there are 114 patients are on the bed. And today only we discharged 25 patients, 25 kids from that hospital only. Secondly, we are doing survey in each and every ward. We have separated Mumbai in the 24 wards. In everywhere, we have given instruction to the healthcare staff or MOS to do survey in the each and every house where the patient or kids are having fever or rashes. So that kind of survey is going on. Secondly, we are giving vitamin A doses to each and every kids. And third thing, we are planning to give, as per the Government of India's instruction, we are giving additional dose of MR to the every kids. Okay. Till now, cases are there. Today only we have reported 32 new cases in Mumbai. But as you've seen that because of the pandemic, kids were not able to take measles vaccines and MMR vaccines. And secondly, that there was a hesitancy about the vaccine also. So as of
So all of these steps that you're taking, absolutely required. More needs to be done, perhaps, because doctors, measles is extremely contagious, even more contagious than COVID. Dr. Samir Sadavarte, over 500 cases reported in Maharashtra, prompting the center to ask states to consider administering an additional dose of measles and rubella vaccines to children aged 9 months to 5 years in vulnerable areas. What does this mean for all parents? Should we or should we not be getting our kids vaccinated? Because measles is very contagious, like I said, more than COVID, in fact. So we have parents who are watching the show. We may not be in vulnerable areas, but you have children who may be like 4.5, like mine, due for the last dose of the MMR vaccine in 6 months. Should we be calling our pediatricians? Should we be asking them, should we take this dose earlier?
Okay. So I will divide your question in two parts. One is whether we should give vaccines between 6 months to 9 months, because 10% of the cases are shown which are coming in the direction between 6 months to 9 months. The standard doses protocol is to give at 9 months MR vaccine followed by at 15 months as per the Indian immunization schedule.
Yeah.
As per Indian Academy of Pediatrics, we additionally give another dose at 5 years.
Yeah.
Considering the numbers which is rising, and what is concern for me at some places is getting more people affected, more kids affected between 6 to 9 months. So, yes, at this moment, considering the numbers which are rising, not in the all the places, but in the some vulnerable areas. So, in these specific areas where the number of percentage is more than 10%, between 6 to 9 months, in such cases, we should give additional dose. That should be called as a zero dose.
So you're saying make the distinction between the 6 to 9 months kids in that range, not so much, let's say, 4 to 5 years, for example. I ask this only because, so you know, there's sometimes leads a shortage. You have a queues and the medicine, the medication, people run out of it if there's a scare or if there's a panic.
Yeah, so it's numbers are rising, but it should not be a panic situation as such to say. I feel we are doing excellent job, as mentioned already by the previous speaker. And I'm saying personally, the PMC doing excellent job. We are doing the house-to-house surveillance. We are making, sensitizing all the people and doctors around. People themselves, they are fear. We are making them tackle and telling them, yes, you have taken some vaccine doses. You don't have to worry. But better to take additional dose, that is good.
All right, better to take the additional dose. That's the crux of the matter. Our doctors here are advising us better to take that additional dose, especially if you fall in one of these vulnerable areas. Dr. Sibyl, we have another doctor. We have other doctors here who have touched upon this. But let me ask you, is this a fallout of the pandemic globally because of the low routine immunization coverage of children? Why is, I was just seeing today, the WHO is calling this a perfect storm. Why is that?
Sarah, thank you for having me on your show. So basically what happens is that when the vaccine coverage goes down for whatever reason, and before COVID, in the United States, there were 1,700 cases, and you might recollect in New York, there was a breakout in 2019 of measles. And that happened because, you know, kids in that community were not getting vaccinated. So whenever the vaccine coverage falls down, and you have an infection such as measles, which is highly contagious, and we know that, you have a vulnerable population, it's going to spread. Now, what has happened with COVID is that routine vaccination has had a setback. And the World Health Organization, Dr. Tedros, actually commented about it last year, that 40 million children did not get their measles vaccine. Some of the vast majority didn't get their first, and some didn't get their second vaccine, about 14 million or so. So we are running behind because of COVID. And so there needs to be catch up. And I think the message that needs to go out through your program, one is that it's not just about measles. It's about other vaccine preventable diseases as well. We're talking about diphtheria. Pneumonia prevention. We're talking about meningitis prevention. So all these vaccines, we need to have catch up. Now, the other important point I think that everybody needs to take home is that there's no need to panic. There are outbreaks that we are seeing in certain areas, in certain parts of the country. And the government of India has a graded response to that. And instructions and guidelines have been issued to the state government authorities to give an additional dose where it is needed. This does not, of course, mean that, you know, we go around and pass on the message that everybody needs an additional dose. That's not needed.
Okay.
And a substantial proportion of the population would have, the kids would have received their first dose at 9 months. They would have received their second dose at 15 months, the MMR. And like you said, in your case as well, the Indian Academy of Pediatrics recommends a third dose, which can happen anywhere between 4.5 to 5 years. If someone is, say, 4.5 and the vaccine is due, please go ahead and get it done. But if you've got a 3-year-old kid who's already had two vaccines, please not panic and let's not.
Got it. I want to just, since you touched upon this, go over what exactly the WHO director had said. He said the paradox of the pandemic is that while vaccines against COVID-19 were developed in record time, that is the irony, and deployed in the largest vaccination campaign in history, routine immunization programs were badly disrupted. Millions of kids missed out on life-saving vaccinations and deadly diseases like measles. Then he says getting the immunization programs back on track is absolutely critical. Behind every statistics in this report is a child at risk of a preventable disease. All right, so we've got, I've emphasized on that. So Dr. Sibyl, I want to ask you, you touched upon this. Is it just measles or could there be more? Like, I feel like we just can't get a break. We've just gotten over COVID. We started to take a breather. Now it's measles. If you're saying the children haven't been getting their vaccinations, what are the other diseases that they haven't been getting vaccinated for that could now be a concern? Dr. Sibyl.
So basically, you see, you have to follow the national immunization schedule. So there is a set of vaccines that every child must get starting from birth onwards. And we have rota, we have pneumococcal, we have DPT, we have mumps, rubella, we have the polio vaccine. So all these have to be given. Now, whenever there is a setback, which is what we've had with families not being able to bring their children for vaccines, I think this is a wake-up call, saying that, listen, if it's happened with measles, we don't want our population to remain vulnerable. We have effective vaccines against all these. You know, the measles vaccine was developed 6 decades ago. So it's a safe, effective vaccine we've had for years. So what we need to do is create awareness.
Let me ask you this. Is the concern in Mumbai, in Maharashtra right now just measles, or is there an awareness that it's a whole slew of, you know, unvaccinated diseases that could be a problem out there? Is the focus on making sure we are playing catch up, that we're actually vaccinating each and every child who hasn't been able to be brought to the hospitals over the last 2 years because of COVID?
Certainly, Sarah. So we need to bring each and every child. That's why we are doing survey in each and every ward with the help of the MOH, with the help of the state government, and with the help of the BMC. So we see the patient who is having rashes, fever, or sore throat, cold, cough. So that may be chances of atypical pneumonia. In this era of COVID, or you can see in this era of the climate change, which is a more worrisome. This climate change is the most worrisome thing for all of us. I can see in the so many, in fact, in adult patient, we have seen that atypical pneumonia cases have increased. So we need to protect our child, and we need to go back to our routine immunization schedule. We should
no,
not
is that
be
happening, sir? Have we gone back to our routine schedule? Is that happening? Has the emphasis gone back on that, on immunizing all of our kids, getting that schedule out, getting that drive out?
Yes, definitely.
You're seeing a focus on that.
Yes, we need to emphasize on the vaccination for the kids.
Okay. I'm glad to hear that. All right, Dr. Sameer, now let's take this forward. What then do we need to do? What steps do we need to take to prevent the spread of measles? What are the symptoms? What are the signs? What do parents need to watch out for and do ASAP?
So as mentioned, that measles is a very contagious disease. And like any respiratory infections, like cough, cold, fever, breathlessness happens. On 3 to 5 days, you get some rash, which starts from your around the face, behind the ears, and it spread all over the body. Not every child gets very serious conditions. So all the cases need not require admissions, but they need to be kept surveillance and kept isolated. Because if the numbers rise up, my worry will be where to keep such patients, all these patients. So this we have to take precautions. Those cases which can be taken care of at particular place, yes, we have at this moment, yes, we have the beds available. But if the number increases, then we have to prioritize our numbers according to the severity of the patient.
Got it.
So patients are more severe, they are more breathless. So in such cases, definitely they need to be admitted. In simple cases, they have just cough, cold and mild rash, which can be observed at the place.
Okay.
But considering the areas which are particularly affected, best way to prevent infection to others is by giving immunizations to those kids and isolating the patients who are having the typical symptoms. In India, particularly we have seen in areas, pockets in Mumbai or even the rest of the places, it's ignorance, poverty, and sometimes it is because of the parents' negligence. Sometimes religious beliefs, sometimes some people feel that vaccine causes certain types of injuries. So we need to tackle all these on the national level and international levels at the government body levels. And we are trying our best to happen such thing that we are educating the parents.
I think we must also just point out here that it's not just in India. We're seeing this seems to be a global phenomenon. The WHO and the UNICEF is also dealing with this at a global level. So the trend has been seen where in India, because of the pandemic, we saw a setback to our immunization programs. And many had actually warned of this to make sure that we don't slip up on this matter in the last 2 years. But Dr. Sibal, last word to you. I just want to understand, confirm, and get you to re-emphasize that measles is extremely contagious, though it is entirely preventable with vaccinations, correct?
Absolutely. Highly contagious. The vast majority of babies and children who get it have very mild symptoms. But yes, it can cause complications, and it tends to cause complications in those babies and children who are malnourished. So there is a vulnerability attached to having serious manifestations of this illness. The vaccine's been around for like 6 decades. It's safe, it's effective, it's time tested. And I think we really need to catch up. We need to create awareness. Parents need to go back and get their kids vaccinated, and not just for measles, but for all the vaccines they might have missed. And just because the child is older than the recommended age does not mean that the child should not be given the vaccine. And that's another myth that I want to bust here. My child's 24 months old. This vaccine was meant to be given at 15. So the child's past the age. So my child is safe. No, let the pediatrician take a call on that. And many of these vaccines need to be given even if the child's past that age, because there is a risk of getting that infection.
All right. Thank you so much, all of you doctors, for taking our time. We know you're extremely busy. You have busy days. It's a weekend. Thank you for your time. Thank you for your service.
Thank you
for joining us on this crucial issue tonight.